Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burst again with another word in season. I'm going to give you a minute of rest on Judges 13, and I'll pick it up again. But I wanted to, you know, we ending up, amen, praise God, with our Sunday worship, amen, it's coming up, and I wanted to encourage us all to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And that's one of the most profound words. It's powerful. It's so true in all essence. If we remember it, meaning that we are bringing into remembrance that that is a day set aside for rest, a day. And all God is asking and requiring of you is one day with Him, and that is a day of rest. Amen. Praise God. And where we should go together and fellowship and be around the saints and enjoy worship and praise and the Word of God. But too often we have forgotten the Sabbath day. We have forgotten to do God's will. And then when we involve in the Sabbath day, we don't keep it holy. And keeping it holy means that you ain't out there doing your thing, and you done put the drugs down and the alcohol down and all kind of unrighteous acts down, and you're literally reverencing God in that time. So it's important. Everything God does is amazing to me, and it's tremendously important that we remember this day and then we keep it holy. I don't know about you guys, but when I was coming up and around in that time, the old folks used to cook. They used to cook, amen, praise God, their food on a Saturday. Some of them that kept the Sabbath off. On a Saturday, they would cook their food on a Friday. And praise God, I got my grandbaby with me today, and I'm enjoying him to the fullest. But that was the time, amen, praise God, that on that day, they knew not to get involved in any kind of activities, but they were going to rest before the Lord. The food was cooked earlier. The next day, on the Sabbath day, they could rejoice and, you know, and enjoy that holy day. But we fail to realize all God wants out of us is not to serve Satan because he's a snare to us, but he's also wants to please us. He wants to bless us with food and drink and enjoyment and all of these good things. So in Genesis 1 and through 3, God had hallowed the day of praise God, of rest, and which is the Sabbath day, which, like I said, some of us do it on a Saturday, have church and fellowship on a Saturday, and some do it on a Sunday. But if you look into the laws and the way God had set it up when Moses' name was there, one of the things they did was, amen, praise God, Sabbath for them would fall ever so many days. And I hope we get a chance to get into our notes and understand that. So the Sabbath might have fallen on a Friday or a Wednesday when those days would roll around. But whatever is set, God allowed it to be set in order that we worship and praise God and keep Sabbath on, most of us, on Sunday. And some of us on Saturday. So we can read some scriptures out of Exodus 16:23-21-17 and 34:1-5. Amen. And it'll give us a clarity on the Sabbath day and keeping it. Amen. And after the Hebrews, amen, were on their way to the promised land, God gave them manna to eat and told them to gather enough and cook it, because on the seventh day was the Sabbath day of rest. That is a day of rest for us. Amen. Praise God. Our days, while we are in the three dimension and in the earth realm, is kept on those special days, Saturday or Sunday. But there's a day of rest for us that, amen, our Sabbath will never end. Amen. And that's, amen, when we get to heaven and we begin to enjoy God, amen, praise God, and Sabbath will be kept every day of praise and worship and being before Him, not having the devil around to interfere or to cause us stress or worry or pain, any issues in our lives. Revelation literally speaks about, amen, there will be no more weeping there, no more dying, no crying, amen, and people will begin to, amen, see the magnitude of what God wanted in the earth realm, because it's going to be carried out. Jesus told the disciples, when you pray, pray about the kingdom coming. That's the kingdom of God, but it also in scripture tells us that the kingdom is on the inside. So we can make that happen on the inside through living holy, living righteous, and keeping the Sabbath day. So I give God the praise and all the honor, glory for what He's doing. So God gave the Hebrews manna to eat and told them to gather enough and cook it, because on the seventh day was the Sabbath day of rest. And praise God, that's what they had to do. So, amen, they understood that if you didn't cook and do what you had to do on that sixth day, you couldn't gather manna, amen, on that seventh day. It was called a holy Sabbath to the Lord. You know, I praise God right now, and I bless Him, and I told on Him, I shabak Him. He's so good. Amen. I don't know about you, but I know for myself, that's why I testify about the things that have happened in my life. Amen. Praise God. Knowing that God, amen, is the author and finisher of my faith. Amen. If it wasn't for me, amen, I would have been dead a long time ago because of the spiritual and demonic oppression that happens to us. Amen. And we are so messed up with it that our lives stay in depression and worry and sadness and sorrow. But on the Sabbath day is a time to rejoice and praise the Lord. The word is going forth. Amen. Deliverance is taking place. Healing is taking place in various things that God is doing. Amen. Praise God. So we can tell on Him. We should mock Him. Thank Him for what He's done on that Sabbath day. But not only that, we should have the Sabbath day every day for Him now, because we in end times and we need to get it together. We need to glorify Him. Amen. So I made up in my mind, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, on a Monday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I praise Him, I worship Him, I get in the Word. Man, if I'm not reading the Word, I'm listening to the Word, listening to somebody preach on the radio, and amen, praise God, lifting Him up, amen, to glorify His name. So it's a Sabbath day for me every day, Amen. And in the Levitical laws, the Sabbath is frequently mentioned to keep, amen, a worship time to the Lord. And it was to remind the Israelites that God had sanctified them, that he had brought them out, that he had delivered them and kept them for himself. You know, all the other kings and all the other nations, they worship their idol gods. They worship their, oh, my God, no, even today. But they worship everything that was not of God. They had no God in them. But God said, I call for the people that will serve me, that will love on me, that would appreciate my kindness for them. Because I love them. Hallelujah. So, amen, keeping the Sabbath day should not ever be a problem for us because of what God has done for us all week long. And then, praise God, the keeping of the time for worship. Amen. And it was, amen, to remain with them, amen, throughout the generations. Hallelujah. Moses had let them know that they were under special obligation to observe and keep the Sabbath day, amen, because of what God had delivered them from, amen, abundance in Egypt, amen, for so many years. Deuteronomy 5 and 15 said that keeping the Sabbath is allowed, amen, to give you a chance to worship God and to praise him and to hear his word. The word of God is a memorial to provide and get into the heart of the believers that God is able to do anything but fail. Do you hear me? I don't care what you're going through, amen, and I can testify for myself, like I say, I have been through the ringer. Amen. Praise God. But God is still there. I had literally seen some things happen even as far as last night and early this morning. The warfare be so tremendous. Amen. And Satan don't want us to worship and praise God. But I made up in my mind this morning. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, give me a word. And he gave me a word. During the Maccabean War, thousands of Jewish soldiers allowed themselves to be killed. They did not defend themselves. After this, God allowed them to fight if they are attacked, but not to engage in the offensive. Amen. Praise God. On the Sabbath day, the Jews had made a decree not to sow seed, not to plow, not to reap, not to gather, not to sheep, not the thresh, not a winnow, amen, not cleaning, et cetera. Whatever it was, they wasn't allowed to do it. They had to literally be at rest with the Lord. After the death of Jesus Christ, the first day of the week was Sunday because his death, amen, the Sabbath day would flow every 21 days, not because, excuse me, but before his death. The Sabbath would flow every 21 days. You got to remember that. So, amen, the Sabbath could have been on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, Friday, or back to Saturday and Sunday. So we as the body of Christ need to know how to keep the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. It's a day of holiness. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful Sunday. I just had to plug that in. It's important. Give you praise, God. Bye-bye.